Welcome to Timely Fava, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 17th, Friday, 2020, day 108. Today's topic is time for you to have morning, noontime, and evening prayer. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 55, verses 16 to 23, Joshua chapter 15, verse 1 to 63. Luke chapter 18, verse 18 to 43. Proverbs 13, verses 9 to 10. Today's main passage from Psalm 55, verses 16 to 18 and 22. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and He hears my voice. He rescued me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. Verse 22, cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, it's time for you to have morning, noontime, and evening prayer. Psalm 55 is David's prayer and his cry to God. He experienced the whole world was turning upside down, and he was being attacked by his own beloved people and enemies outside. His life was in severe danger. The wonderful thing is that David had his prayer time with God in the morning, at noontime, and in the evening. That is why he trusted that God will surely save him out of those attacks. Actually, the tradition of the church also have morning prayer, noontime prayer, and evening prayer. But because people are more and more busy, so this wonderful tradition is being lost, and you can find it only in monastery. Actually, in monastery, there are more than three time of prayer. And in some seminary, they have the morning, noontime, and evening prayer, or some retreat. It's time for us to reinstall this wonderful tradition to have a time to be with the Lord and to cry out to Him in the morning, at noontime, and evening. Because the whole world is being turned upside down. And we need to cry out to God to turn everything right side up again. I believe that God will listen to us just as He listened to David's prayer, and that He will destroy the cunning and wicked plan of Satan to destroy this whole world using COVID-19. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to be with you through our morning, noontime, and evening prayer, so that we can experience your deliverance for us out of Satan's plan to destroy the whole world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is your action plan to start having your morning, noontime, and evening prayer? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.